January 27th, 2016. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I come today to reiterate the truth that each soul is judged by the measure of holy love in his heart at the moment of his death. I do not look at labels such as Catholic or Protestant. I do not take into account wealth, popularity, or influence in the world. I look only at the heart. This should be remembered as moment-to-moment decisions are being made. Much evil is performed in the name of good. You need only to look at government policies, laws which protect sin in the name of personal rights, leadership in church circles which does not call out sin as sin, mainstream media which pumps compromised truth into the public's conscience, and lies which support the loss of freedoms which are God-given. Each of these abuses of authority taps into holy love in the heart and weakens or destroys it. Perhaps you think you are doing what is right by obeying the authority over you, even though what you are doing in obedience opposes holy love. Do not be so impressed with someone's credentials that you compromise the holy love in your heart. In such a case, I do not hold you accountable to authority in the world, but to my authority, which dictates holy love. The challenge today is to hold steadfast to the truth of holy love, despite the opinions of the world. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as He has commanded us. All who keep His commandments abide in Him, and He in them. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit which He has given us. Another note is given to read Acts chapter 5, verse 29. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.